Jell-O Puddings present...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And here they are.
Just a taste of Jell-O Puddings, and believe me, you will know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Yes, and more people eat Jell-O Puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world, because you never tasted anything better. Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings, a trio of treats, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Try them. See if you don't say that Jell-O puddings are richer, creamier, more all-round delicious. They're made with milk and nourishing, and they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. But the great thing about Jell-O puddings is you never tasted anything better. And now for the Aldrich family. As summer arrives, everybody makes plans for a change of scenery. But a teenage boy needs no such change, for every new activity his impulsive mind touches on opens up new avenues toward trouble and excitement. It's Saturday morning, and the scene opens in the Aldrich front hall, where Henry is on the telephone.
Is everything all set, Homer?
Sure. I hope you like mustard sandwiches.
I love them.
With a little chili sauce.
Yeah? Are you bringing something to wash them down?
Sure. Fizz water.
Well, anyway, once we get out to McCorkle's Rocks, we won't care if we eat or not.
We won't?
I'll get my bike and come right over.
Well, look, why don't I come over there? I want to get out of the house.
Why?
My mother's on the warpath. Boy, wouldn't you know she'd pick the first decent day this year to decide the garage had to be painted?
Gee whiz, does she expect you to paint it?
Well, she's working on my father right now. But something tells me she'll be after me in a minute.
You mean your father's putting up an argument?
With my mother? Don't be crazy. He's pretending he's asleep.
Well, in that case, you better get out quick.
That's what I say. If I can just get past the breakfast dishes.
Gee whiz, Homer. I don't know why it is every time I plan something with you, some member of your family tries to throw a monkey wrench into things.
I'll get out, Henry. Don't worry. I'll be over there in 5 minutes.
Well, okay.
What's that, Mother? Hello, Henry.
Yeah?
I'll be right over, just as soon as I bring in the washing.
Listen, Homer, why do you let your family walk all over you like that?
Gee, I don't know.
Why don't you stick up for your rights?
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
I'll be there as soon as I bring in the washing.
Homer, I'm counting on you.
Sure. So long.
Goodbye.
Henry? Boy.
Yes, Mother?
What are you doing, dear?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, then please come out here and do the breakfast dishes.
Well, Mother, when I said I wasn't doing anything, I didn't mean I wasn't doing anything. I mean...
Henry, don't stand out there and yell.
I know, but...
Henry!
Father, is that you?
It is. And, Henry, do you see this package?
Sure, only I thought you went to the office, Father.
I started to, but... Henry, wait until you step outside.
What's outside?
Summer, my boy, summer. The sun's shining, the birds are singing. It's no day to sit in an office. Look here. Let me show you what I bought.
Gee, Father, what?
You'll see.
Oh, seeds.
Yes, sir. Vegetables, flowers, enough for a whole late planting. And I've got another surprise for you.
You have?
I'm going to turn this entire day over to the garden and to you.
To me?
Well, I've been pretty busy this winter, son. I haven't been able to see as much of you as I would have liked.
I know, but
We're going to remedy that. You and I are going to spend one grand day working in our garden.
Today?
Yes, sir. We'll putter around in the sunshine and catch up on each other's news. Maybe top the whole thing off with a soda at the Haven's drugstore. How's that sound?
That sounds swell, Father. Only...
Only what?
Well, Homer and I... Well, gee, if I had any idea you were planning
You made some plans with Homer? Well, that's all right, son. I don't mind if Homer joins in.
Well, the only thing is...
Yeah?
Well, it's just that Homer was kind of looking forward to these other plans we've made.
Oh, I see.
Father,
That's perfectly all right, Henry. Naturally, I wouldn't force you to spend the day with me.
Father, I don't want you to think...
Please don't give it another thought. Just forget the whole thing.
Gee, what kind of seeds have you got there anyway?
Nothing at all, just the same old thing. And please excuse me.
But, Father, I'd be very interested in seeing them.
Henry Aldrich, I've never been so ashamed of you in my life. I just feel as though I've failed somewhere along the line as a mother.
You mean you've been listening?
Henry, do you realize that you spend practically 365 days a year with Homer Brown?
That's right.
And all that time, your father is out working his fingers to the bone so he can feed and clothe you and give you a good education.
Gee, Mother, I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
Well, you did, dear.
Gee, what do you think I should do?
I'm sure I don't know. The whole thing is entirely in your own lap.
Mother, where are you going?
I'm going to leave you alone so you can think things over. Why, Sam, what are you doing out there?
I'm sitting, Alex.
Can't you find any place more comfortable than the stairs?
I don't want to be comfortable.
Now, Sam.
Alex, please go on with your housework.
But what are you going to do, dear?
I'll either go to the office or get a haircut. I haven't decided which. Oh, I'll answer the phone.
Thank you, Sam.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. This is Will Brown.
Yes, Will.
Look, I only have a minute while Elizabeth's talking to the milkman. You doing anything today?
Not a thing.
What do you say we run out to Fletcher's Pond and get in some fishing?
Well, I had planned on working in the garden, but...
On a hot day like this? Break your back over a hoe and shovel?
Well...
When you could stretch out in the grass and watch the clouds roll by?
Will, you're 100% right. I don't know what I was thinking of. I'll be right over.
No, I'll come over there.
Huh?
Elizabeth's got our garage on her mind, and if I... Uh-oh, here she comes.
What's that?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, Mr. By all means, I'll drop in at your...
What?
I'll drop in right away, and we'll sign the contracts on that that deal.
What?
Goodbye.
Will, what are you talking about?
Father!
Will... Yes, Henry?
Father, I've been thinking it over in G. Let's go.
Let's go where?
Out to the garden.
Henry, why don't we just leave the garden for some other day?
Gee, Father, you don't have to pretend with me.
Huh? Well, look at it this way. The sun's boiling hot, and the first thing you know, you're breaking your back over a hoe.
Well, of course, if you'd rather not.
Oh, no, don't feel that. Well, I mean, naturally, what I want to do is work in the garden with you, of course.
Well, then, I guess it's all settled. I guess.
Yes, I guess it is.
Listen, Henry, why don't you come right out and tell your father?
And break his heart, Homer?
Gee whiz, are we going to have to spend the whole day planting your garden?
Listen, Homer, can you casually look down at the other end of the garden without my father seeing you?
Sure.
What's he doing?
He seems to be having an argument of some kind with my father.
Yeah?
Listen, Henry, just tell me one thing.
What?
Do you really want to go out to McCorkle's Rocks with me? Because if you don't, just say so. I'll understand.
Sure I do, Homer. Sure I do. But first I have to think of some way to get my father occupied. Here, you be planting this row.
But if I'm going to spend the day working, I might just as well be home painting our garage.
Painting your... Homer.
What?
Homer, you're a genius.
Who, me?
Listen, I know how I can get my father to kick me out.
Yeah? Gee whiz, how?
Look at our garage, Homer. Isn't it a mess?
Now that you mention it, sure.
Well, all I have to do is get my father interested in painting it, and I'll be free.
I don't follow you, Henry.
Whenever he gets painting the garage, he always throws me out. That's one thing he'll never let me touch.
Why would you want to?
Why do you think? Because he won't let me.
But, Henry, where are you going?
To start the ball rolling.
Sam, all you have to do is come right out and tell Henry.
Tell me what, Father?
Nothing, Henry, not a thing. How's the garden coming along?
Just fine. How's your end?
We're getting there.
Well, look... Father, have you happened to notice our garage recently? Isn't it a sight? Don't you think it could use a coat of paint?
Why, yes, Henry, that's an excellent idea. Look at it, Will. Isn't it a sight?
It looks all right to me.
Will.
What?
You stay right here, Father. I'll go and get the paint.
You do that, son.
Sam, have you gone crazy?
Look, Will, this is our chance to get away and go fishing.
Yeah?
For as long as I can remember, Henry's wanted to paint the garage, and I've never let him touch it.
Is that right?
But today, Will, I'm going to let him paint the whole thing himself.
Busy, Elizabeth. I'm glad you phoned.
Well, I won't keep you, dear. I just wondered if you had any large paintbrushes.
How large?
For painting a garage.
Oh, you're having your garage painted?
No, Alice. I'm painting it myself.
Really?
And I might even fall off the ladder and break my neck.
What's that?
And then perhaps they'll be sorry.
Who, Elizabeth?
Will and Homer. Honestly, Alice, those two would go to the ends of the earth to avoid a little work.
Well, are you sure they wouldn't do it for you, Elizabeth, if you asked them nicely?
Alice, dear, I've asked them nicely in every other way. Oh, well, men are all the same, I guess.
Well, I guess I'm pretty lucky.
Are you, dear?
Yes, it's quite a coincidence, but Sam and Henry are getting ready to paint our garage right now.
They are? Well, how long did you have to work on them?
As a matter of fact, I didn't say a word about it. They always seem to know what I want done without my even having to say.
Really? Well, of course, Homer and Will think a lot of me, too.
Oh, certainly.
I don't believe in judging a man by how much work he does around the house, do you?
Oh, of course not. And, Elizabeth, if you want to come and pick it up, I'd be glad to lend you a paintbrush.
All right. And, Alice, do you think people will talk if I come over in my overalls?
Behind the garage, son.
Well, Henry, have you got all the paint out?
Yes, sir, and here, Father. I thought you might like to start with this big brush.
Henry, I have a big surprise for you.
You have?
He sure has, Henry.
Yes, sir, you may keep it.
Keep what?
That brush.
Father, what for?
Well, I've been pretty unfair in the past, Henry, when you wanted to paint the garage. I realize that now, so you have my permission to go to it.
But...
Can't quite believe it, eh, son? Well, it's a fact.
But, Father, I can't be trusted with a paintbrush.
Why, who said so?
You said so.
I was wrong, Henry. You go ahead and enjoy yourself.
I know, but gee whiz.
I'm getting right out of your way and leaving you a clear field.
Hey, Henry.
And Homer can help you.
The paint's already
him. Yeah, well, listen, Homer, I have something to tell you.
Did you see his face, Will? I don't think I've ever seen anybody so surprised.
I have to hand it to you, Sam. It worked like a charm.
Now, I'll just dash in the house and grab my fishing tackle.
Okay.
I'll only be 5 minutes.
Say, these are pretty nice brushes. While I'm waiting, do you mind if I daub a little red trim around the door here?
Well, I don't mind if Henry doesn't.
Just a few inches here. I can't resist red paint.
Help yourself, Will.
Is that you, Sam?
Yes, Alice. Oh, I didn't know we had company. Good morning, sir.
What's that?
Why, Elizabeth. In those, with your back turned. I thought...
Elizabeth came over to borrow a paintbrush, Sam.
Oh, well, they're all out in the backyard. Excuse me. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, not too bad, Sam. I've been having a little trouble, though, with my... Well, I guess he's gone. We might as well go out and get that brush. Oh, yes, and I do appreciate your... Elizabeth, what are you staring at? My goodness, what do you see out in the backyard? Unless my eyes deceive me, I see my husband, Will, and my son, Homer. Yes? Painting your garage. My goodness. Excuse me. Elizabeth, where are you going? Will Brown.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Homer.
Gee whiz, Mother, what are you doing over here?
Is anything wrong, Elizabeth?
Will, put down that paintbrush.
Put it down?
No, on second thought, keep it. You too, Homer. Now march, both of you.
March? In which direction?
In the direction of our garage.
Listen, Mother, I'll come quietly, only gee whiz, let go of my ear.
Now march. Right, left, right.
They're a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed, those sensational new Jell-O tapioca puddings, newest members of the famous Jell-O pudding family. Try these delicious new desserts, and you'll find here's another reason why more people eat Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. There's luscious, light, and delicate Jell-O vanilla tapioca. There's rich, candy-good Jell-O chocolate tapioca. And newest of all, there's Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. Tempting orange flavor with coconut added. A creamy, smooth treat of tropical goodness. All three Jell-O puddings are ready prepared. Quick as a flash to fix and nothing to go wrong. All you do is add the milk, then cook in an ordinary saucepan. And Jell-O puddings cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. So remember, now you can get Jell-O vanilla tapioca, Jell-O chocolate tapioca, and newest of all, Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. Ask for Jell-O tapioca puddings, a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. After having made plans to go on a picnic with Homer, Henry was led to believe that his father wanted to share his company today. But actually, Mr. Aldrich is anxious to get away fishing with Will Brown. As a result of their efforts to get away from each other, each has lost his partner. It's just after lunch, and the scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Do you think you should be whittling in the living room?
I'm being careful, Father. Besides, what else is there to do?
You have a point there.
It isn't that I'm not enjoying your company, Father.
Oh, of course. It's grand having this day together.
Sure. How's business? Had any interesting cases lately?
Yes, but they're rather complicated. You wouldn't understand.
Oh.
How's school?
It's fine. It's all over. Did you know the baseball team tied Abbott City last week?
Yes, that's too bad.
Too bad? I guess you didn't hear me, Father. They tied.
Yes,
but... It's the closest we've come to winning in 2 years.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Gee, do I feel sorry for Mr. Brown and Homer painting their garage. They don't have any rights at all.
Apparently not.
Wouldn't you think on a nice day like this, Mr. Brown would let Homer go out in the woods if he wanted to?
You certainly would. What was that you said about going out in the woods?
That's what Homer and I planned on doing today.
But I thought you wanted to stay around home.
Well, it was you who wanted to do that.
No, I want to go fishing.
You do? Well, gee whiz, Father, why didn't you say so? I love fishing.
Well, say, what are we sitting around here for? Let's go.
Sure, boy, I'll go and get my pole.
I'll dig some worms and then...
Oh, Sam!
Henry and I are going fishing, Alice.
Today?
Sure,
and are we going to have fun?
Sam, you must be joking.
What do you mean?
Well, my goodness, you certainly can't walk out and leave our backyard in the state it's in.
What's the matter with it?
With a garden half dug up, packages of seeds all over the place, and what's more important, the garage half painted.
Alice, we'll paint the garage tomorrow.
Why can't you go fishing tomorrow?
Because the paper says it's going to rain.
Well, dear, how can you paint the garage in the rain?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I'll answer the phone. You two stay right there.
Father, why don't we stick up for our run?
Hello?
Alice, this is Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
I just called to tell you how nicely things are going. Honestly, I'm so pleased.
Really?
I wish you could see what a good time Homer and Will are having.
Well, what are they doing?
Painting the garage. I've been watching them from the window. Will's painting one side and Homer's painting the other, and I've never seen them so engrossed in anything.
Well, isn't that nice?
Sam and Henry painting your garage must have set a good example.
Sam and Henry?
Yes. How did you ever train them to be so helpful, Alice?
Well, I believe in taking the bull by the horns.
Yes?
And when I have a problem to face, I feel the only thing to do is, well, face it.
Oh, that's so true, Alice.
Would you excuse me now, dear?
Of course. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Sam!
What is it, Alice?
Please come here.
Father, just take the bull by the horns.
Yes, Father. Yes, I will. Now listen, Alice.
Now listen, Sam. You listen to me.
Homer.
Yes, Mother.
How's the painting coming along, dear?
Why, fine, Mother. Don't bother coming over.
I just wanted, I thought I'd come and see how you were getting along.
Well, listen, Mother, you wouldn't...
Homer Brown.
I'm going to paint over it.
Do you mean to say you spent an entire hour playing tic-tac-toe with perfectly good paint?
Not entirely. I painted the strip along the bottom.
And what's this over here?
What's what?
This heart with Agnes Loves Homer printed inside. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself, smearing a thing like that all over the garage.
But, Mother, she said she didn't care if the whole world knew it.
Where's your father?
He's around the other side.
Wait till he sees this. Will!
But, Mother, I'm going to paint over it.
Will!
What do you want, Elizabeth?
I want to tell you what your son's been doing.
Look, Elizabeth, why don't you run along in the house?
Since you apparently weren't interested enough to... Will Brown!
Now, look, Elizabeth.
May I ask whose artwork this is?
Mine.
Oh!
But don't get excited. I'm going to paint over them.
What are they?
Smallmouth bass. This one here's a guppy. Oh,
honestly, Will, I don't know what to say to you.
Now, look, do I tell you how to do your housework?
But these horrible fish, what will the neighbors think?
I'll have them filled in before the neighbors even see them. Besides, it's nobody's business but my own.
But, Will...
If a man has to work, there's no law that says he can't enjoy himself, is there?
All right, Will, go ahead and do it your way. But don't expect another meal in this house nor that garage is painted properly.
Don't worry, Elizabeth.
Father.
Yes, Homer.
Father, can I have another can of paint?
What happened to all the paint we had in the garage?
We used it.
You mean to say we haven't any more?
I guess not. Say, those are pretty good submarines.
Well, come on. We'd better get down to the paint store and get some.
I'll say.
What do you mean, submarine?
Ouch!
Henry, hold still.
How can I?
Well, lean back against the garage.
But the turpentine's running down my face and it stings.
Well, that's unfortunate, but I either have to scrub your head or cut your hair off. Now, take your choice.
Scrub.
All right. Hold still.
Gee, what time is it?
It's 2:30. It's no use, Henry. No matter how fast we paint, we won't get any fishing done today.
Unless there was some way to speed things up.
For example?
Well, look, did I tell you about that swell gadget I saw in Springer's Hardware?
No, what is it?
It's a paint sprayer. You take the fan belt off of your car, see, and attach the sprayer, and boy, you can paint a whole house in 4 hours.
You can?
Sure. What are you doing, Father?
Taking the fan belt off. Then we'll walk down to Springer's and look at one of those things.
Do you mean it, Father?
Yeah, just hand me that wrench, please.
Sure, and then I can go hunt up my fishing pole.
Will! Homer! There's no use hiding. I'll find you. Oh, goodness. Hello?
Elizabeth, this is Alice.
Yes, Alice.
This is a little embarrassing, Elizabeth, but are Henry and Sam over there?
No, they aren't. And neither are Will and Homer.
You mean they've disappeared, too? Well, that settles it.
Settles what?
I know very well where they've gone, Elizabeth, the whole four of them.
Where?
Fishing, out at Fletcher's Pond.
Alice, they wouldn't dare.
They've been talking about it all day, and if I know anything about men, that's where they are.
I can't believe it.
What sort of condition is your garage in?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Well, ours is the same. And do you know how I feel, Elizabeth?
How?
If we let them get away with this, we'll never be able to do another thing with them.
I'll do whatever you say, Alice. You're so good at managing them.
All right, I'll be right over with the car to pick you up.
But where are we going?
Out to Fletcher's Pond and take the bull by the horn.
Come on in the house, Will.
The only thing is, I should be getting home. Only I don't dare.
Well, come on in for a few minutes. You can explain to Elizabeth how we ran into each other down at the hardware store.
Yeah, but how am I going to explain that I can't find any of the right color paint?
Well, just stand up for your rights, Will. Tell her you'll finish painting the garage next week.
Yes, but you haven't seen what I painted on the... Oh, well, I never liked our neighbors anyway.
Father, I've been all through the house and Mother seems to be out.
She is? Sit down, Will. Why don't I make some lemonade and we'll all relax for a while?
That'd be great.
Henry, go make some lemonade.
Homie?
Father, you mean we don't have to go home?
Not right away.
Did Mother say so?
I said so.
You, Father?
Gee, I sure wish they'd had one of those paint sprayers left.
Henry, let's not talk about paint. Let's enjoy ourselves while we can.
Say, Father.
What?
Didn't you leave your car in the driveway when we went down to the hardware store?
Yes, of course.
Well, look out the window. It's gone.
Good heavens, you don't suppose your mother took it, do you?
Sure, that's probably it.
But I took the fan belt out. She won't get 10 miles with it.
Is that the phone?
I'll answer it.
How about that lemonade?
Hello?
Let me speak to Mary. Wait a minute. Who is that?
Alice, is that you?
Sam, aren't you Did you go... Are you at home?
Of course I'm at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you?
I'm calling from a roadside stand out near Fletcher's Pond.
You're where?
Dear, I don't know quite how to tell you, but there seems to be something wrong with the car.
Oh, is that so? Alice, what did you do to it?
I didn't do anything. Elizabeth and I were just driving along, and it got very hot inside, and then the whole thing started smoking.
Now, look, Alice.
Before you get angry, Sam, I give you my word I didn't race the motor. And I know I put the emergency brake off before I started.
I see. Well, we'll discuss that later.
Yes, Sam, And do you think you and Will could come out and get us?
Yes, I suppose we'll have to. But on our own terms, you understand.
Yes, sir.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. And thank you.
Will, boys!
Yes, Sam.
Yes, Father?
Collect your tackle, everyone. We're going fishing.
attitude, Henry. That's gratitude for
now
you.
Now listen, Homer.
If you don't want to go over to Agnes's for dinner tomorrow, okay.
Well, gee, Homer.
Only I happen to know they're having Jell-O butterscotch pudding for dessert. And I guess they'll be glad to have me eat your dish of it, too.
Now, wait a minute, Homer.
Yes, better change your mind in a hurry about that invitation, Henry. Because you never tasted anything better than Jell-O puddings. Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings. A trio of treats. And that's why more people eat Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. Sure, Jell-O puddings are nourishing. Sure, they're luscious to look at. And sure, they're easy to fix. But first and foremost, Jell-O puddings taste so grand. Smooth as cream, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Jell-O puddings made with milk cook in just about 5 minutes. But above all, they're a treat to eat. That's Jell-O puddings. You never tasted anything better.
You'll be in your living room and ours when we get back from our vacation on September 30th. Until then, a happy summer to all of you from all of us. Goodbye, folks, until September 30th.
With Jackie Kelk as Homer is written by Patricia Jondry and Del Dinsdale, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are Hal Jamieson and Catherine Ross. And this is Dwight Weeks in New York saying the Aldrich family was brought to you by Jell-O Pudding.
Just a taste of Jell-O puddings, and believe me, you will know they are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again Thursday, September 30th, same time, same station, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich family. Remember the date, September 30th, and goodbye to them. Starting next week at the same time, listen to the Armed Services Review starring Burgess Meredith with Irving Berlin, Marlena Dietrich, and Herb Schreiner as guest stars.